Look, certainly anything that brings us closer to election for the Na Gaeltacht, that whole democratic process, which was, I believe strongly, and many others, was taken away from us by Fine Gael back around 10, 11 years ago. Uidhreas Na Gaeltacht has generally been elected, Uidhreas Na Gaeltacht's board had been elected up to this point, and it's unfortunate that it was taken away in the interest of saving money to pay off bankers. Speaking to the public in relation to this, when we started our campaign, myself and Danny Brown, many years ago, it was very clear that that's what that is the clear wishes of the Gaeltacht community, to see a return to an election for the board of Uidhreas. They want clearly to hear a voice that would express their concerns and their hopes and aspirations on the board in terms of workers' rights, the Gaelic language itself, that it's been put forward at every opportunity, that we're not just playing lip service to it, that we're seeing the Gaelic being central to everything, that we're not seeing just foreign investment being brought in here to take advantage of our tax breaks or our very generous grants offers. I think it's really important that this process, now that it's been taken on, that it started, that the public now engages in the public consultation, and that then the government makes the right decision and calls an election sooner than later.
But surely, from your own perspective, that it is a good thing that the public are being involved in this process?
Absolutely. Anything that involves the public in the wider political system is certainly good, but will their voices be listened to? That's another thing. But I do think that what needs to happen is that give the people the chance and the opportunity to elect somebody onto that board, because they believe that this board is stale. They believe that the Gaelic language is in trouble. We see that ourselves. Uidhreas is there to promote the Irish language first and foremost, not to look after the interest of the economic classes. Bear in mind that Uidhreas Na Gaeltacht was set up out of protest. It was set up after frustrations of the Gaeltacht community for being neglected for many years. So, like I said, it is a board that is important to the Gaeltacht community. It's a board that came out of resistance within the community. And I see myself down in Gidore, where the industrial estate there, and remembering those that fought to put this estate, industrial estate together, but this industrial estate together was put there certainly to create employment within the Gaeltacht and to save the language and save our community, but it was also put there to say, or to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the 1916 rising. So there is quite a lot of history there, and I think it's really important to go back to what it was in terms of electing onto that board, and that the board then do what is right, like I said, not in the interest of the economic classes, but in the interest of our Gaeltacht community.